This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The COVID-19 pandemic and a fly took center stage at the vice presidential debate in Utah. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The one and only vice presidential debate began with the Trump administration's response to COVID-19. Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris called it a failure.
When you're looking at over 210,000 dead bodies in our country, American lives that have been lost.
Vice President Mike Pence challenged her contention their response hasn't worked.
That's a great disservice. The sacrifices the American people have made.
Harris blasted the president for his leaked tax reports and his refusal to condemn white supremacists, which Pence denied. As for racial protests,
there's no excuse for what happened to George Floyd. Justice will be served. But there's also no excuse for the rioting and looting.
This was a far more respectful encounter than the presidential debate. But the internet was abuzz because a fly had landed on the vice president. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office at the White House Wednesday. This is just 2 days after being released from a medical facility after being diagnosed with COVID-19. In a video released on his Twitter account, the president thanked his doctors and praised the experimental antibody treatment he received at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Earlier Wednesday, Mr. Trump's doctor said the president continues to make progress in his recovery. He does not have a fever and has been symptom-free for more than 24 hours. However, returning to work does go against the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines, which say that the individual should stay isolated for 10 days after symptom onset. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is decrying what he called Joe Biden's sharp anti-Russian rhetoric, but praising the Democratic presidential nominee's comments on arms control. In his first detailed statements on the U.S. presidential campaign, Putin also lamented President Donald Trump's failure to improve relations between Moscow and Washington, but he blamed this on a bipartisan consensus on the need to contain Russia to curb the country's development. He also said Biden's reference to Mr. Trump last week as Putin's puppy was, in fact, a compliment to the Russian influence and power. Putin's comments seemed intended to serve multiple purposes, playing to Mr. Trump's side by casting the Democrats in a pro-Moscow light, while at the same time hedging his bets with Biden. Giant Roche says problems at a UK warehouse are delaying shipments of a variety of testing products at a time when coronavirus infection rates are rising around Britain. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
Roche informed doctors about the problem at its distribution center in Sussex in a letter that advised customers to prioritize essential services only. Alan Wilson, president of the Institute of Biomedical Science in the UK, says the impact of the shipment delay will depend on how long the delay will be.
If we're talking weeks, then yes, there is the potential here to significantly impact on their ability to deliver diagnostic testing.
Britain's National Health Service needs the materials to conduct blood tests and screening for diseases like diabetes and cancer. Roche issued a statement saying that they are prioritising the dispatch of COVID-19 tests and doing everything they can to ensure that there is no impact on the supply to the NHS. Karen Shamas, London.
Louisiana is bracing for a possible hurricane for the sixth time of the unprecedented 2020 season. Forecasters say Hurricane Delta should make landfall in the state sometime Friday and could bring winds of well over 100 miles per hour. Now, people prepared Wednesday to once again flee the state's barrier islands and move boats to safe harbor while emergency officials considered ordering evacuations. Category 4 Hurricane Laura devastated Lake Charles in late August in Louisiana. Some heavy flooding from Tropical Storm Cristobal in June. Fishermen say constantly moving off the water cost them money. A hotel and restaurant owner say the storms have been crippling double blows to tourism combined with the COVID-19 pandemic. Two Islamic State militants from Britain appeared before a U.S. federal court Wednesday to face charges in a gruesome campaign of torture, beheadings, and more. Al-Shafi al-Sheikh and Alexander Cody are two foremen dubbed the Beatles by hostages they held captive because of their British accent. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.